It's another 9 News update for Saturday, April 24, 2021. Justin Timberlake poses with the Contemporary Icon Award backstage during the Songwriters Hall of Fame 50th Annual Induction and Awards Dinner at the New York Marriott Marquis on June 13, 2019 in New York City. DJ Khaled has a pretty solid track record with Justin Bieber, including 2 top 5 Billboard Hot 100 hits, chart topper on the 1 and the number 5 peaking No Brainer, plus JB's starring role in the Drake-assisted pop star video. So why not invite the other Justin along for the fun too? On Friday, April 23, Khaled took to his socials to announce that he's 99% done with his upcoming album, titled Khaled, but he's working on some last-minute magic from Justin Timberlake. The vocals is in. Khaled yells repeatedly at the top of his lungs as he jogs and jumps in the pool in a new video, celebrating JT's submission. Meanwhile, Bieber is also involved in the new Khaled project. It remains to be seen if both Justins appear on one song, but according to an Instagram post, they did team up to FaceTime Khaled, only to get no answer. Khaled did eventually get Timberlake on FaceTime, where the singer calls the hitmaker the best A&R in the game. Timberlake goes on to compare his new song with Khaled to 2 Jay-Z classics, including 1 JT collab. This is like if Song Cry would have never existed, but then Holy Grail was Song Cry, does that make sense? Sure. The emotional song Cry is from Jay's critically acclaimed 2002 album The Blueprint, while HOV teamed up with Timberlake for Holy Grail on Magna Carta Holy Grail in 2013. From publisher, Billboard. Justin Timberlake joins fight against Byhalia Pipeline. The fight to stop the controversial Byhalia Pipeline that would go through Memphis into Mississippi is getting an elevated boost to stop it through an animation video and superstar Justin Timberlake. On Earth Day, Justin Timberlake shared a series of posts against the proposed pipeline, breaking his silence on the topic. It was really exciting to see that Justin Timberlake had shared. He's a very prominent figure here in Memphis but also over the world, and water is important to us all, Michaela Markham said. The animation video is just under 1 minute long. During it, Markham provides an overview of the proposed pipeline and why they don't support it, saying it puts Memphis water at risk of contamination and is an example of environmental racism considering it runs through predominantly black neighborhoods. This movement really affects all of us, but it's important to acknowledge that it disproportionately impacts black people in Tennessee, she said. This is a mission that I think is really important. Markham originally shared it on TikTok before moving it to Instagram, catching the attention of Timberlake. She said it was meant to amplify the message of the Memphis community against the pipeline. In Timberlake's post, he urged his followers to sign a petition against the pipeline and to write to local officials. Since then, thousands more of people have signed it and have reached out to MCAP on how they can help. The Memphis City Council delayed a vote until May 4 to pass an ordinance against all pipelines being put in the city. If passed, it's likely to face a legal battle. From publisher, localmemphis.com. Jessica Biel bans Justin Timberlake from hanging out with friends, partying, rumor. According to OK Magazine, 2 years after Biel still hasn't gotten over how Justin Timberlake flirted with his co-star in public 2 years ago. Back then, Timberlake and Alicia Wainwright were photographed getting handsy with each other. The NSYNC member immediately apologized to his wife in public and called the incident a strong lapse in judgment. But even though Timberlake has been remorseful about the situation, and he has also proven that he could be trusted, Biel still doesn't want him to go back to his old ways. Jessica is fine with the occasional boys' night out, as long as it's not a boozy affair with women making eyes at Justin and giving him cause for temptation, the source said. However, the tabloids' claims aren't new. Throughout the past year, multiple publications have been claiming that Biel is putting her husband on a tight leash. Justin is bored as hell and wants to start recording, but she's having none of it. Everyone knows she's afraid Justin will go back to his old habits, the source said. The insider also claimed that Timberlake couldn't help but feel claustrophobic and untrusted. And Biel's constant monitoring could just lead him to stray even more. Star also claimed that Biel doesn't want Timberlake to go out with his friends. In fact, the 7th Heaven actress doesn't also want her husband to take on new acting gigs. She doesn't trust his friends, either. Jessica feels their family is more important than a paycheck. But Justin is bored as hell and eager to get back to work, the source said. From publisher, Mickey. Why Ken thinks Yeti is Justin Timberlake on The Masked Singer, E! Online. Justin Timberlake is probably, most definitely not a contestant on The Masked Singer, but when has that stopped Ken Jeong before? In a new clip from tonight's Double Dose of the Fox reality show, Ken presents a theory about the Yeti which, at first, doesn't sound totally insane. In fact, even Nicole Scherzinger seems on board. The Yeti's clue spoke of an ego that got in the way early on in his career, which leads Ken to think of JT. Just recently he kind of owned up to his own past, Ken says, referring to Justin's Instagram apology to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson for having failed them. So I feel there's a self-awareness with the Yeti and with Justin Timberlake. There was some logic there, but then Ken takes things too far by declaring Justin his good family friend, which Nick Cannon and guest panelist Rita Wilson are quick to call him out on. Rita also points out that Justin and Jessica Biel have a brand new baby, and it just definitely doesn't feel like he's standing on stage in front of them doing The Masked Singer. When we met the Yeti in the last episode, we learned that he was from a place where too many men become monsters, but he was surrounded by a group of warrior women who made him a gentleman and gave him confidence. He then performed If It Isn't Love, and it just definitely was not Justin Timberlake's voice, but this would not be the first time Ken was extremely wrong about a guess. From publisher, E. Online. Thanks for listening. Check back for more, let's enjoy the show.